MagicBaltimore.com.
Randy Dennis here with DJ Frances J. She's from Dallas, Texas. And tell us about you and the kind of music. I've been checking you out on the ship. I am so impressed with your musical selection. Some of the things I've heard, then you take me where I've just new territory. But it be still in the pocket. What do you do?
Okay. I guess because I have a radio station of my own, which is online at my website at neosoulcafe.com. People send me music from all over the world. I've had a radio station online for 10 years. So if you don't remember that, if you Google the word Neo Soul, my website comes up first.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm going to try.
You do it. I'm come up first after Wikipedia.
Okay.
And so basically, having an online radio station, people obviously want to have their music heard. So I get all kinds of music in my email box all of the time. People hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, ask me how they can send me music. And a lot of it's bad, but a lot of the stuff is amazing, which is a lot of the stuff that you hear, which is why you won't know a lot of it, because there's a lot of independent artists. And all the ones that are in the room that I'm attracted to are the ones that I play on my radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So I know all these artists.
Right.
Mostly every artist that's in the international room this time, they're people that I already play on my radio station.
Artists like?
Mamusa Youssef, Navasha Daya from Fertile Ground, Eric Roberson, you got to see this time in Dombey.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was here? Lynn Fidmont.
Right.
I mean, there were so many awesome. Oh, Chaz Shepard, who probably blew everybody's mind. Because they've looked at him as an actor, because he'd been in so many TV shows, and probably thought, he's an actor just trying to be a singer, but he blew everybody away.
Wow.
Chocolate.
Yeah, I heard, I was at,
she's
I was
great.
Sitting on the edge of the casino listening to you do the listening party.
Yes, and she's awesome, and she's very good live, and the one thing I will say about a lot of music that I play, most of the artists are great live performers. So they're not just, fly by night, make one song. These artists, a lot of them have 5 and 6 albums already.
Okay, now you mentioned, let's go back. You had an online radio station for 10 years.
Yes.
What made you do that when it wasn't the norm back then?
Well, I was on the radio for 10 years.
Okay.
And I was on different formats, R&B, jazz. I was on the Oasis, which is a smooth jazz station for Dallas. Gospel, but I wanted to play the music that I like. So even back then, I was kind of a troublemaker at the radio station, because I was going, how come we can't play the brand new heavies? How come we can't play Fertile Ground? How come we can't? I was always asking.
Right.
Well, what's wrong with these people? What's wrong? And they were like, we have consultants to tell us what to play. So don't ask us to play this music. So I just got tired. I'm kind of rebellious, and I said, okay, I quit. I don't want to do radio anymore. I'm going to start my own radio station.
Wow.
And that's what I did.
So you're on every day?
It's 24 hours a day. I even have an app. I bet you didn't know I had an app, did you?
No, I did not.
I have my own radio station app. You can play it in your car. You can play it everywhere. Where it is. I got on show to so many people. It has moved off the front of my page. But it's Neo Soul Cafe. It's on iPhone and it's on your iPhone and your Android, and it won't play on here because there's no internet.
Right.
But you can request songs.
So cool.
You can buy the music right off the app if you're listening to it.
And you're in control of
whole
thing.
Yeah, and every month I put about 100 songs a month on there that's brand new.
That's a lot of work.
Not really.
No?
I have a lot of music.
Right.
I mean, just think, the week that we came here, the Flowist has had a new album. Chocolate had a new album. Anthony David has a new album coming out. I mean, there's so much independent music coming out all the time that most people don't know about it because it obviously doesn't play on the radio.
And I'm still working on that kind of radio station, so I can't really express my feelings. Yeah, but
it's a bummer because a lot of these musicians, as you can see, are amazing.
They are.
They're like, they're total musicians.
Mm-hmm.
They're perfectionists. They're great at their craft. Like Eric Roberson, perfect example. A wonderful stage personality.
Mm.
And just, he's amazing. And he's a blueprint of what being an independent artist is.
Okay.
He sells thousands and thousands of CDs every time. Probably every year. He probably hits, gold by itself with no record label.
And that's amazing
it
in
is.
Itself.
It does.
So would you say that the paradigm is shifting? Because I know on the radio station I'm in, everybody's talking about .com.
Right.
The radio station .com. As
right.
opposed to the regular call letters and the frequency, that's becoming secondary because they know it's a whole new world.
Right, exactly. And so that's why we have a radio station that we do, because the kind of artists that we play are artists that no one knows. And so that's what my specialty is.
All right.
And, you know, so if you're looking for music that is underground, independent, you won't know them, then that would be the place that you would come. And besides, you know, I'm a DJ, so of course for me it's kind of a great situation because I get the music and I get to play the music.
Yeah.
So it's my passion.
And you get the last word.
Yeah, it's cool. And no one tells me what to play. I've kind of, you know, created a niche for myself.
Good.
Now where people know that when they come and see me DJ, they're not going to get the kind of music that they're used to, but they don't really come up and ask me to play anything. You know, they don't ask for requests.
Right. Man, I saw one set, the whole place, the atrium was packed, all the levels, everybody was grooving to you, they were hand dancing, stepping, they was feeling DJ Francis J. One more time, your radio station?
It's www.neosoulcafe.com. I have free mixes on there. If you join the community, there's about 15 mixtapes on there for free of the kind of music that we're talking about. And an app you can download on your iPhone or your Android, and off you go in your car or anywhere you want on your home. So you know, it's cool. I mean, hopefully I'm making a difference for some of these artists. I like to think that I was contributing to them getting exposed, and hopefully, you know, they can see where I'm going, and they do. A lot of artists are really grateful that they have some outlets, and there's lots of me's. It's just, you just have to be out there searching for it, you know.
Well, I hope to become one of your me's. Anyway, DJ Francis J, thank you for taking
thank
the time
you.
Out to chat with me.
Randy,
thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Here's one of those artists that we were playing before underneath the interview. I'd never heard of her, but Francis J has. Her name is Joy Dennis. He waits. MagicBaltimore.com.
No clue of what to expect, just the thought of feeling whole.